Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. You watch what you eat, you're careful to buy quality foods, and you steer away from junk. But you know the saying that you can't judge a book by its cover? The same is true for food packaging. Just because it says it's healthy doesn't mean it's good for you. The truth is, many of these products may have additives, artificial ingredients, and little nutritional value.
You might be surprised to find that some staples on your grocery list are among the top culprits. Here to separate fact from false claims is registered dietitian Carrie Ann Jennings, a nutritionist and former editor of Eating Well magazine. She writes for Yoga Journal, Men's Health, The Huffington Post, and Cooking Channel TV. Her article, Eight Healthy-Sounding Foods That Aren't, appears on the Food Network website. Welcome to Take Care, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
The very first thing you have on the list might come as a surprise to many people. Fat-free salad dressing sounds like a good choice. Why isn't it?
There are lots of reasons. So this often tops my list of foods that might surprise you and that you really should not be buying. The number one reason there is going to be that when they take out fat from salad dressing or any other product, they need to put something else in it. And that oftentimes ends up being sugar. So if you look at a label of fat-free salad dressing, it has a ton of different sugars. It might also have some various fillers in it. And then the second reason I give is that when you're eating salad, a lot of the vitamins and minerals in vegetables, like even the salad greens and, you know, peppers and other vegetables you're putting in it, have fat-soluble vitamins. So like the vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin K, and those are all very common in salad greens and other vegetables you'd put in salad. And in order to absorb it, your body actually needs some fat. So unless you're putting fat in your salad from something else, and I recommend making just a homemade vinaigrette with olive oil and vinegar or lemon juice or something like that, that will help you to absorb all the nutrients that are in your salad.
That is remarkable because I think so many people make that a staple in their diet. And to know not only is it not good for you with additives, but it's also reducing the nutrients you can take away from the salad itself. That's kind of frightening.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and you can add, and I do recommend people add other types of fats to their salads as well. Like you can add avocado, you can add nuts. So that can also help you to absorb the nutrients. But in terms of the fat-free salad dressing, you're really not getting anything. Whereas if you're adding heart-healthy oils in a vinaigrette, you are getting something that's beneficial and nutritious for you.
All right. Consumers of a certain age, I mean, a lot of people eat oatmeal, and oatmeal's been touted as a beneficial thing. But a lot of people remember when cream of wheat was the thing on the breakfast table. You say not to eat that.
Yeah, it really, you know, it's not the worst choice you can make as far as a cereal. You know, plain cream of wheat doesn't have any added sugars, and it is fortified with vitamins and minerals. So you're getting quite a bit in terms of that. But it only has 1 gram of fiber. So in contrast to oatmeal, which you mentioned has become more popular, a serving of oatmeal, it has about 3 grams of fiber. Cream of wheat just has one. So it's equivalent to a slice of white bread. And then in addition to that, I had noticed that there are still cream of wheat packages, kind of like you have those prepared instant oatmeal packages as well. And what I'm about to say applies to both of those. And that is that both of those types of instant packages add a ton of added sugars. And they can even also add caramel color, which sounds, you know, not that bad, but it's actually linked to cancer when you eat it in large quantities. And it can also have some partially hydrogenated fats. And those are the kinds that have trans fat, which are particularly bad for your heart. So whenever, you know, whether you're choosing cream of wheat and, you know, despite my recommendation to not necessarily go for it, or oatmeal, I'd recommend that you get the real thing and make it yourself. And that way you can control what goes in it. You can add whether you're adding some brown sugar or maple syrup to it, or whether you're just sweetening it with apples and raisins, you're getting a lot less of those added sugars than if you're buying the packages.
The next item on your list is actually a beverage that just the name itself implies is healthy, and that is vitamin water. A lot of people that run, do exercise, and are outside sweating think vitamin water is a good way of replenishing fluids lost. What would you say about vitamin water?
Well, I would say that if you're using it for that reason, it might not be the worst thing. If you are exercising for more than an hour, you do need more than simply just plain water to replenish your electrolytes. But it could be, in that case, it could be just something like having a snack that has a little bit of salt in it as well as water. But the thing is, most people are drinking vitamin water just because they think, oh, I'm thirsty, I don't want water, I like the taste of this. And it's very deceptive because if you read the label, it says that a serving is 8 ounces. But how big are those bottles? They're actually more like 20 ounces, I think. And so when you actually look at that, it's the entire bottle is about 125 calories, and that comes from 8 teaspoons of sugar. And that's a lot more sugar than people realize, I think, is in something like a vitamin water. So even though you're getting vitamins and minerals, you're getting it in water. And as I mentioned before with the salad dressing, a lot of those vitamins and minerals you can't even absorb if you're not having it with some other type of food that helps your body absorb it. So if you want a water beverage that has more flavor, I recommend having seltzer or club soda, maybe adding a splash of juice to make a juice spritzer. And that's going to be a lot more nutritious, lower in calories than the vitamin water.
A lot of people they like their sandwiches. They like, you know, those things that you can hold in your hand and eat. And yet we're avoiding breads more and more, concerns about carbs. Some people say they want to be gluten-free. Two things that have really risen in popularity, the tortilla, the sandwich wrap, and then there's also something new called the low-calorie sandwich thins. And they both seem to be good choices, but you say they're not.
Yeah, and that's partially a personal preference that I like to eat food that tastes good. And I don't happen to think that the sandwich thins or even the wraps really taste particularly good. And that's because if you compare how they make a sandwich thin to how they make my favorite bread that I get from a bakery, which has whole wheat flour in it, it has seeds, it has sourdough starter and salt, and that's about it. Whereas in these sandwich thins, as with a lot of sliced bread, which I'm also not that big of a fan of, they just have a lot of extra fillers. They're very processed. And even the fiber in it doesn't really come from whole grains as such. They add extra fibers like inulin and their other sort of added fibers. And whether added fibers are the same and act the same in your body as fiber that's coming from the fruit, the vegetable, the whole grain, that's still kind of up for debate. So if you're trying to save calories on your sandwich, I just recommend skipping the second slice of bread and making it an open-face sandwich. And then if you are buying a whole loaf of bread from the bakery, you can get them to slice it extra thin. So that's a much better way to go. Get it pre-sliced. You're much less likely to, go through an entire loaf. And then in terms of the wraps, which you also mentioned, my main issue with that is the size of them. So a large flour tortilla is about 12 to 14 inches, and that gives you 360 calories. And that's a lot, especially considering that a regular slice of bread is about 70 to 90 calories. That's equivalent to at least 4 slices of bread. So another thing that I just don't think people realize when they're having a wrap is how many servings of carbohydrates and how many servings of bread they're really getting.
Yes, that is shocking. I remember when I was getting the calorie count of a burrito or something, and I know the wrap isn't exactly a burrito, but it's shocking that you're getting so many calories in what you're considering the neutral part of the meal.
Right, right. And that's exactly it. You don't really even notice it. You're using it as a vehicle to get the filling, so why not just have the filling and, have some tortilla chips even on the side or a slice of bread on the side.
So we have less than 2 minutes left. Quickly, talk about Greek yogurt because, boy, everyone's eating Greek yogurt. What isn't so healthy about that?
I just encourage people to watch out and read the labels on the Greek yogurt. If it's a whole milk Greek yogurt and if it's a flavored Greek yogurt, it can have a lot more calories than you're bargaining for. So 1 cup of whole milk Greek yogurt has like almost 300 calories, in some cases even more than that, in just a cup. So that's a lot again. So Greek yogurt can be a healthy choice. It's very high in protein, but I'd encourage you to look for a low-fat Greek yogurt instead and a plain one so that you can add your own sweetener.
All right, the big shocker on the list to me, and I imagine to other people, would be egg substitutes. How many of us eat egg substitutes? You say, don't do that.
And that's really because the whole egg has a lot of nutrients. So when you take the egg yolk out of the egg, you're losing the vitamins and minerals that are in that. You're also losing half of the protein. When they make egg substitutes, they replace that egg yolk with added vitamins, also added color, added flavoring, and other additives that give texture. So if you're concerned about your cholesterol and you want to cut down on the amount of saturated fat and in the eggs that you're eating, just use an extra egg white or two and one whole egg. And that way you're getting one egg yolk, but you're getting more of the protein without, you know, those other additives in egg substitutes.
Registered dietitian Carrie Ann Jennings is a nutritionist and former editor of Eating Well magazine. Her article, 8 Healthy Sounding Foods That Aren't, appears on the Food Network website. Thank you so much, Carrie Ann, for all of this informative and somewhat scary information.
Thank you.